الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم بني الإسلام على خمس شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى through his infinite grace mercy and qudra has favored us with this great bounty of being able to perform Salatul Fajr and Salatul Eid in our newly constructed Masjid Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It is nothing but His grace. It is nothing but His mercy. هذا من فضل ربي. This is only through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever was granted the tawfiq to verbally, spiritually, monetarily, physically strive to bring this project to completion, it was nothing but the sheer tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these very individuals who were granted the opportunity by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take part in this construction, in whatever way possible, should not only be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they should drown in shukr. They should do so much shukr They should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that they drown in shukr and they drown in gratitude. Day and night they should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By verbally saying, "Oh Allah, it was only your grace, it was only your infinite mercy that enabled me to take part in this very noble cause without my being deserving. I did not deserve this honor to serve the construction of your house. This is Baytullah, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها. This portion has become one of the most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This place has become distinguished now because it is a Shari'i masjid. My money did not deserve to be spent in the construction of your home. There are so many people who are more wealthier than me, O Allah. But you did not accept them. You did not accept them. You accepted my money. You accepted my time. You accepted me. You accepted me to strive. There were so many people who were more healthier than me, who were more younger than me. There were people who had more free time than me. But despite that, O Allah, you chose me. It was not my favor upon you, it was your favor upon me. And as a result of this construction of Masjid-e-Muad ibn Jabal, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how many people will be granted a palace in Jannah. As a result of this house, because thousands of people have contributed. Some have contributed in thousands, some in hundreds, some in pounds and some in pennies. Inshallah, all will be granted a palace in Jannah. So on this auspicious day of Eid and on this auspicious day of Friday, two Eids, Eidul Adha and Yawmul Jumu'ah, two Eids. On this auspicious day of two Eids, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this auspicious occasion that we are sitting in Masjid-e-Muad ibn Jabal, which was a dream a few months ago. It was a dream. But Allah made it possible. And we all need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The a'imma need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The management, the trustees, they need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the volunteers need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All those who assisted in whatever way, sisters, brothers, we all need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all the opportunity to serve His house. So verbally we should say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, I am grateful to you. Oh Allah, I am grateful to you. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. All gratitude is for you, O Allah. All praise is for you, O Allah. La uhsi thanan alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Oh Allah, I cannot fulfill the right of praising you. I cannot fulfill the right of praising you. I cannot fulfill the right of being grateful to you." When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Dawud alayhi salatu was salam, "I'malu ala Dawud shukra." He said, "Oh, the family of Dawud, I have bestowed upon you so many favors. So in return, be grateful to me." Be grateful to me means carry out this obligation of shukr. Be thankful to me, be grateful to me. So Dawud alayhi salatu was salam, a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the level of his shukr. Imagine the condition of his heart and mind when turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to thank him for the favors he had bestowed upon him and his family. Dawud alayhi salatu wa salam turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he carried out this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'malu ala Dawud shukra. With the heart and the mind, with the tongue, with his body, he did whatever he had to. Maybe sajda, maybe ruku, maybe performed a few rakats. Maybe he raised his hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to praise him, to show his gratefulness. And the heart and mind must have been thinking that this is only through his grace. Whatever I have been granted is only through his grace. It is only Allah who has granted me so many things. When he completed this amal of shukr, the thought entered the mind of Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam that this tawfiq, this guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted you to carry out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you need to carry out another shukr upon this bounty, this ni'mat. So he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, "Oh Allah, you granted me so many ni'mat, so many favors, so many bounties. And thereafter you granted me the tawfiq to turn to you and be grateful to you. So I was grateful to you for the past bounties, but now I need to be grateful to you for this fresh bounty, this fresh ni'mat, this fresh grace upon me that you gave me the tawfiq to turn to you. So Allah, I am being grateful to you now. I am being grateful to you for this fresh favor." So again he spent some time in ruku, in sajda, in praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in carrying out this shukr. And when he completed this shukr a second time, the thought occurred to him that being granted the tawfiq to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this second favor, I need to thank him again. So he began thanking him again. "Oh Allah, I am grateful to you." And this happened a few times, 4 times, 5 times, 6 times, until he realized that this will continue until my last breath. This will continue until my last breath because I am being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I am realizing that this tawfiq and this guidance to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a new favor, it's a fresh favor. So I need to be grateful to him again. So I will have time to do nothing. I will just continue praising him, I will just continue being grateful to him, I will just continue showing my gratitude through my actions, through my tongue. So he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, "Oh Allah, I have realized that I cannot fulfill the right of being grateful to you. It's not possible for me. Because it is only possible if I carry on until my last breath, if I leave everything. And that is not possible." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with this message that tell Dawud. Jibreel alayhi salam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, tell Dawud, Al-ana shakartani. Al-ana shakartani. When you accepted the defeat that, "Oh Allah, I cannot praise you the way you are worthy of praise, and I cannot thank you the way I should thank you. I cannot be grateful to you the way I should be grateful to you." That is when you have really thanked me. That is when you have really showed gratitude. So thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that even the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam could not do. So my friends, with our heart and mind, we should think that this was a sheer grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me, that I was able to take part in the construction of this masjid in whatever way possible, without my deserving of this favor. Allah chose me. Allah chose me not because I was worthy. Allah chose me because He loved me. Allah chose me because He wanted to grant me something in this world and also in the hereafter. He chose me not because I was worthy. He chose me. And as a result, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how much we will get in the hereafter, inshallah. And thereafter, we have to acknowledge this and proclaim it with our tongues also. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. Sometimes when we become successful in a project, in any achievement, shaitan and nafs, our eternal enemies, play with us. They try to destroy our amal, our good deed, so that we are deprived of the ajr in the hereafter. So we toil very hard in this world. We give everything. We give money, we give time, we give sacrifice. So much hard work, and we get nothing in the hereafter. And what do? They creep into our hearts and create kibr and ujb. Ujb, self-conceit. Self-conceit. Then you feel very happy about yourself, that I'm very clever, I'm very enthusiastic, I gave so much time, I am very good, alhamdulillah. You think about it, I perform salat, I did this, I do this, I'm like this. And the second is, this is ujb, self-conceit. And the other is kibr. Kibr is, I am like this and he is like this. When you look down upon somebody and when you compare yourself with somebody else. So in ujb, you don't compare yourself with anybody else, but you think you are cool yourself. And you do not turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have a person who feels very happy that alhamdulillah, I was able to read the Fajr Salat today. So you feel very happy. Without turning your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that alhamdulillah, through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was able to lead the Fajr Salah today. Alhamdulillah, through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was able to lead this project. Alhamdulillah, through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was able to contribute. So when a person feels happy, that alhamdulillah, through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was able to do this, then this is a sign of iman. This is a sign of iman. This happiness is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward this person with a greater happiness in the hereafter. Why? Because he is experiencing happiness as a result of the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That alhamdulillah, Allah chose me for this project. Allah chose me, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I'm happy that Allah chose me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua. Allahumma ja'alni min alladhina idha ahsanu istabsharu wa idha asawu istaghfaru. Oh Allah, make me from amongst those people whom when they do good, they feel happy. So feeling happy upon doing something good is not bad. As long as you attribute that goodness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I am happy because Allah gave me the tawfiq to do this, alhamdulillah. He could have chosen Maulana, he could have chosen Maulana, he could have chosen Shabbir, he could have chosen Maulana, he could have chosen Ibrahim, he could have chosen Ajaz, he could have chosen Najib, he could have chosen anybody, but no, he chose me. Alhamdulillah, this, I didn't deserve it. Brother Najib is better than me, Maulana is better than me, Shabbir is better than me, they deserved it, but no, alhamdulillah. I'm happy that Allah chose me. Allah chose me, alhamdulillah. And Allah wanted me to go into Jannah through this deed, through this amal. This is a sign of iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the sign of iman is that when a person does something good, he feels happy. Like after the Eid Salah, everybody will feel happy. After the Fajr Salah, everybody felt happy that alhamdulillah, Allah gave us the tawfiq to perform Fajr Salah with Jama'ah. Everybody feels happy. And when they do bad, then they repent. This is the sign of iman. But ujb is that a person feels happy that alhamdulillah, my recitation in Fajr Salat today was so nice, without attributing this quality to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That it was Allah who gave, you know, you feel happy. So it's like pride. But pride of a lesser degree, that you don't compare yourself with somebody. This is ujb. And kibr is that you feel happy, you feel proud, And you look at other people with contempt that I am better than him. I am better than him. I did this but he didn't. I did this but he didn't. I could do this but he couldn't. I am able to do this but he can't. So nafs and shaitan, they do not want the children of Adam to succeed in the hereafter. So what they do first is, they try to prevent us from doing anything good. But when we become resistant, and we carry on and we strive and we carry out that good, then they try to spoil that good by creeping into our hearts and bringing ujb and kibr. So my late Sheikh Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib rahimahullahu ta'ala used to say that in order to prevent ujb and kibr entering your heart, excessively make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are saying, oh Allah, it is you who has taken this work from me, I am being grateful to you. Oh Allah, it is you. Oh Allah, it is you. I didn't deserve it. Oh Allah, it is you. I am grateful to you. So kibra and ujb will not enter our hearts. So my friends, we need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One way of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by mentally and verbally accepting that this is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His sheer grace, without our being deserving of, and we say, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. And thereafter, to make sure that we do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real component of shukr is that we show gratitude by making sure that we do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not misuse the favor. This favor, we do not misuse the favor. We use it correctly, we utilize it correctly, and we fulfill its rights. And we do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other matters of our life also. And it is this component of shukr, which is also known as Islam. Islam means submission. There are two stages of submission. The first stage is the submission of the heart. To recognize the truth and thereafter to accept the truth. Abu Talib recognized the truth, but he did not accept. Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, Ka'b ibn Ashraf, they all recognized the truth, but they did not accept. So the submission of the heart was not there. The submission of the heart is iman. So when a person recognizes the truth and thereafter accepts, submits with the heart. In the terminology of Sharia, it is known as tasdeeq-e-qalbi. This is the first component of iman. To recognize the truth and thereafter to accept, to submit, the submission of the heart. And after the submission of the heart comes the submission of the limbs. The first is the submission of the tongue. When the heart will submit, so you recognize the truth, thereafter you accept the truth, and thereafter you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. This is the submission of the tongue. And thereafter will come the submission of the whole body. The body will perform salat, the body will give zakah, the body will perform hajj, the body will fast in the month of Ramadan. This submission was the speciality of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and especially Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This submission is known as the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We have been instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to follow this creed. وَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was instructed to follow this creed of Ibrahim alayhi salam. اِتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. This creed of submission. Submission in everything. Allah says do, we submit. Allah says do, we submit. Allah says do this, we submit. Do this, we submit. Do this, we submit. Allah says don't do this, we submit. Don't do this, we submit. Don't do this. Do's and don'ts, we submit. Submission. Wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says innal ladina amanu wa amilu salihat, He mentions two things. Those people who accept iman and thereafter carry out good deeds. Innal ladina amanu is the submission of the heart. And wa'amilu salihat is the submission of the body and the limbs. Those people whose hearts submit and whose limbs submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lahum jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, for them are gardens of paradise under which rivers will flow. Dhalikal fawzul kabir, that is the great success. So my friends, let us go here with this feeling of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is incomplete, but it makes us so happy that we are sitting in Masjid al-Mu'adhim. Like Maulana Ziaul Haq Sahib said that I normally do not leave the academy on the day of Eid, but this was a special occasion. Special occasion. Masjid al-Mu'adhim Jabal is being opened. This is the opening. We have two openings, opening and official opening. So I say to people that people pay a lot of attention to the official opening. That is not the main opening. This is the main opening. The opening of Masjid al-Mu'adh ibn Jabal has taken place today because we are performing Salat in Masjid al-Mu'adh ibn Jabal. House of Allah. And last night I was sitting with friends. So I said, I am not giving priority to Masjid al-Mu'adh ibn Jabal over Islamic Dawah Academy or Islamic Dawah Academy over Mu'adh ibn Jabal. Why? Because they are both equal to me. This is also the house of Allah and that is also the house of Allah. It's not that the Islamic Dawah Academy is mine, so I need to give priority to Islamic Dawah Academy. No, both are equal to me. Both are equal. This is the house of Allah, that is the house of Allah. And Masjid-e-Mu'adh ibn Jabal deserves my preference because it has a special occasion and Islamic Dawah Academy does not have this special occasion. And it is an honor for me. It is an honor. They should not be thanking me. I should be thanking them for granting me this great opportunity to be here talking about the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this auspicious day. So my friends, let us go from here with this feeling of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with this zeal to live a life of full submission, and let us bring this project to completion. Let us bring this project, this, because this is the house of Allah. If I was to go to my son's house and see his house like this, and if I am financially well, what would I do? If I am financially well, and if I was to go in the house of my son, or my brother, or my cousin, or somebody who I love dearly, and if I saw his house in this condition, and financially I was well off, what would I do? I would either loan him, or I would give him the money and say, son, complete this project. Here, take this money. My friends, this is not the house of a son or a brother or a friend. This is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can it remain incomplete? Let us all go from here with this resolution, because this is also part of submission, that inshallah, we will donate more. We will contribute more. We will give more money, not to help the masjid, to help our cause in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah grant us all acceptance. May Allah accept the efforts of all those brothers, the management, the imam, the volunteers, brothers, sisters who have contributed thus far. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Masjid-e-Mu'adh ibn Jabal and all the masajid of Leicester and all the masajid of the UK and all the masajid of the world centers of hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. The salat will begin soon. It is just like performing the two rakat of Fajr. The only difference is that we have three takbir extra in the first rakat and three takbir extra in the second rakat. So in the first rakat, after the takbir al-tahrima, Allahu Akbar, after the takbir al-tahrima, we fold our hands. And thereafter we recite Thana Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ya tabarak ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. Thereafter three extra takbirs will be called, which is wajib. And all three times we will raise our hands to the ear lobes. And the first two times we will drop the hands, and the third time we will fold the hand. So Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Thereafter the rakat will be normal. Second rakat, the beginning will be normal. Before going into ruku, the imam will call out another three takbir. All three times, we will raise our hands up to the earlobe and drop the hands. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and then go into ruku. What is difficult for people is where to fold the hands. That is where they get confused, because we perform Salatul Eid only twice a year. So easy way to remember is fold, drop, drop, fold. In the first rakat, fold, drop, drop, fold. This will be very beneficial for the Aimma as well. Fold, drop, drop, fold. And in the second rakat, drop, 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 ruku. Everybody is clear? Fold, drop, drop, fold. And fold, drop, 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 and ruku. So make this niyat that I am performing two rakat, wajib of Salatul Eid, with six extra wajib takbir. After listening to my intention, if you make it in your heart and mind, that is sufficient. Behind this imam, facing Qibla, and then the salat. Inshallah, after that, the khutbah will take place. Jazakumullah khairan. This is masjid now, so please make sure that even after salat, you don't violate the rights of the masjid. Try to be as silent as possible.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
يحمل في ترياته معاني سامية
عالية عادت علينا ونحن ننعم بالخيرات فاستزيدوا نعم ربكم عز وجل بشكرها فإن الله سبحانه يقول لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم وتحدثوا بها واذكروها قال تعالى وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد عباد الله إن هذا اليوم من أعظم الأيام قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أعظم الأيام عند الله يوم النحر وإنما يميز يوم النحر هو ذبح الأضاحي تقربا لله رب العالمين وهي شعيرة من شعائر الدين يتقبلها الله تعالى من عباده المتقين قال عز وجل لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم وقد أمر الله تعالى بها نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال سبحانه فصل لربك وانحر فضح النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم امتثالا لأمر ربه عز وجل ففي الحديث أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ضحى بقبشين أقرنين أملحين قال أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه لقد رأيته يذبحهما بيده وقد حث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على هذه الشعيرة فقال ما عمل آدمي من عمل يوم النحر أحب إلى الله من إهراق الدم إن هذا تأتي يوم القيامة بقرونها وأشعارها وأظلافها إن الدم ليقع من الله بمكان قبل أن يقع من الأرض فاطيبوا بها نفسا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أيها المسلمون حققوا للعيد مقاصده ومراميه وتمثلوا بأسمى معانيه واستحضروا نية التعبد لله تعالى في تواصلكم وزياراتكم تفوزوا بحسن المنزلة وعظيم المثوبة عند ربكم وتذكروا أن من معاني الإيد التسامح والنقاء والعفو والصفاء فمن كان بينه وبين أحد من الناس عداوة أو بغضاء فليتمثل قول الله سبحانه وتعالى حكاية عن يوسف عليه السلام لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين ويلتمس لأحبته الآذار في من ارتكبوه من الفوات وما أقدموا عليه من زلات وليحسن الظن فيهم فقد قال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه لا تذم بكلمة خرجت من في مسلم شرا وأنت تجد لها في الخير محملا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد اللهم اجعل عيدنا هذا عيدا سعيدا واهدنا فيه للعمل الصالح الرشيد والقول الحسن السديد ووفقنا جميعا لطاعتك وطاعة نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
وعلموا أن من دروس العيد التزام طاعة الله تعالى
بامتثال أوامره واجتناب نواهيه، فإن إبراهيم عليه السلام قد امتحنه ربه عز وجل بذبح ولده وقرة عينيه وفلذة كبده، فتلقى أمر الله تبارك وتعالى بالرضا والتسليم، واستجاب لهذا الأمر الجسيم طاعة لله رب العالمين. وكذلك إسماعيل البار امتثل لأمر ربه امتثال الطائع المختار، فعلموا أبناءكم طاعة ربهم جل وعلا، وتعهدوهم بالتربية، واغرسوا فيهم القيم النبيلة والأخلاق الفاضلة، واصحبوهم معكم في زيادة الأهل والأقرباء وسيرة الأصحاب والأصدقاء، وشاركوهم في العيد فرحتهم، وأدخلوا السرور إلى قلوبهم، فهذا من حسن الرعاية التي ستسألون عنها أمام ربكم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله سائل كل راع أم استرعاه، حفظ ذلك أم ضيع، حتى يسأل الرجل عن أهل بيته. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. هذا وصلوا وسلموا على من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه. قال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: خير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم، اللهم انكر لهم ولا تنكر عليهم، اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم، ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك، واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا، وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا، وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا، واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير، واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها، وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد، ونعيما لا ينفد، ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة، جنة الخلد. اللهم اغفر لجميع موتى المسلمين، اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم، وأكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم، واغسلهم بالثلج والماء والبرد، ونقهم من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم ارحمنا إذا سرنا إلى ما سار إليه. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.